5NAB, Ray, are you on frequency?
Roger, and 5NAB, you copy okay?
You're a little light, but the frequency is yours, sir, KC0M.
Okay, very good. Sorry about the signal. We had 59 mile an hour winds last night. A lot of people had damage in San Antonio, which is not too far away. But we didn't lose any shingles or anything, some across the street here. But hope you'll bear with me and hope you can copy. 5NAV, and we hate to bring this kind of news, especially when people pass from our presence. Ed Perkins, which is a very good ham, he always helps out in emergencies and so forth. He passed away in Hillsboro. He was 83 years old, passed away at his home in Hillsboro Friday, February 22nd, 2013. And the funeral services were at 3 p.m. Sunday, February 24th, at Marshall and Marshall Funeral Director's Chapel in Hillsboro. Ed was born October 9th, 1929, in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, to Edward Durham Sr. and Myra Robert Perkins. In his youth, he lived throughout the South before graduating from high school in Tupelo, Mississippi. He served a tour in the U.S. Navy shortly after high school, and then earned his Bachelor of Science degree from Mississippi State University. This is 5NAB. Following school, he worked for National Cotton Council for a few years. He joined E-Systems, where he was a field engineer. In his over 20 years of service with E-Systems, he worked in such places as Thailand, Vietnam, United Arab Emirates, Rome, and Alaska, with the Defense Department project. 1972, he married Nell Smith Giles in Greenville. After their marriage, he owned and operated Lafayette Electronics in Tyler until returning to E-Systems in 1979, where he would continue until his retirement in 1991. The couple retired in Milford in 1991 and moved to Hillsboro in 1994. Ed had a variety of interests. He was a ham radio operator and often provided public service assistance in times of national disaster, as well as monitoring for the Hill Rod race during the time in Alaska. He was a licensed pilot throughout. Thoroughly loved anything to do with flying, and an avid outdoorsman. He was an active hunter and fisherman. He also included model trains among his hobbies. This is 5NAV. He was a very active member in the First United Methodist Church in Hillsboro, where he was a devoted member of the choir. Ed also a past member of the American Legion. Preceding him in death were his parents and his sister, Betty Jones. Survivors include his wife, Nell Perkins of Hillsboro, three sons, Ed Perkins III of Tupelo, Mississippi, David Perkins and Bill Perkins, and wife, Nida, also of Dallas, two stepsons, Daniel Giles, and wife, Lori of Milford, and Kenneth Giles, and wife, Cindy of Garland, five grandchildren, Valerie Perkins, John Thomas Perkins, Kenneth Giles Jr., Mark Giles, and Paul Finley, great-grandsons, Daniel Giles, and brother-in-law, David Giles, and wife, Barbara, of Houston. He any memorials can be made to the, excuse me, any memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. We're all going to miss Ed. I know he always helped out a great deal when we had any kind of disaster. Ed was always there to help us. He was a real good friend of mine, and I'm sure many others. At this time, we'll have a word of scripture. Psalm, the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me, even in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and thy blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the friendship we had with Ed. We just pray that you'll go with the family that's left. Lord, we miss them up to you today, that you'll give them courage. In Jesus' name, amen.